Men are epically clueless. Magnificently clueless. Resolutely clueless. Despite all facts to the contrary, men fiercely maintain their cluelessness.
How so?
The fact that you even have to wonder about your own cluelessness precludes your cluelessness. The clue is contained inside the clue that you're not having a clue. There is no clue large enough for you to not know that you don't have a clue.
What do you mean men are clueless?
Men yell at women from cars. That's pretty much all you need to know about men. If the definition of insanity is performing the same act over and over again and expecting a different resolution, then I think men qualify as insane because they yell at women from cars. Here's the question I would like to pose to you, citizens of Gotham. Has it ever worked? You need an answer. We all know the answer. Every woman in this room knows what I'm talking about. Men take liberties with women at every juncture of women's lives. And women are aware of this, and men are like, honk, honk, huh? If you're a man, has a woman ever walked up to you and gone, smile? You look so cute in that flannel shirt. Why don't you smile? Nice package. You delivering that for UPS? I'd like to take you home and make you rearrange my furniture. Women are hassled every second of the goddamn day by every fucking man that walks around. It's like a constant advertising bombardment for dick. Because that's all men are selling. It's laundry day. You're a woman. You want to do your laundry. You have your hair up in a do-rag. Because you have not washed it. You're wearing Juicy Couture sweatpants and shower shoes with socks. You're wearing a hoodie that you bought in Sausalito in 1994. The string that connects the neck is long gone. You have a blue plastic basket in your arms full of your laundry. All you wish to do is go from your crib to the laundromat, wash your clothes and get back without anyone harrying or accosting you. Suddenly, a truck drives by and there's a man. No, 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 no! Wait. Come back, you warlock. How did you know the spell of enchantment that would open up the portals to my heart? My God, the pink and perfect cave of mystery is yours for the taking. You debonair rake, you. James Bond, turn that vehicle around this instant. I could really go for a man wearing flip-flops and white pants and a backward baseball cap with Oakleys on it, driving a Toyota pickup truck with Yo painted on the back, wearing a phone on his belt. How do I get that magic inside me this instant? Men are jealous of women, and that's why they treat them like shit all the time and make impossible demands on them. The crowd goes quiet. How are men jealous of women? Well, I don't know. Maybe, like, that you might listen at some point to what women are talking about. That might be an interesting fucking evolution in ideas. I listened to her. Really? How about on the ride over when you wouldn't let her fucking play her station and you told her which way to go the whole fucking way? Anybody remember that? That happened about an hour ago.
I wasn't telling her where to go. She just never goes the way I want to.
Ha ha ha.